to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 12.
Episode 12.
12 episodes, 12 bottles.
That's a lot of, this is like, there's 12 in a lot of things.
There is 12 in a lot of things.
Dozen eggs.
That's true.
12 roses.
Yeah, well, that's the one that works most of the time.
That's what saves me all the time.
You know, I should learn that lesson.
Yeah? 12 disciples?
I should. 12 disciples?
12 in a six pack? When you buy two.
That's not moderation. That's a problem.
We need to talk about that today.
Exactly. So tonight we have a special guest.
We do.
She is an awesome person, someone we know dearly. Denise, myself, and Michael's going to get to know a little bit about her today. Her name is Estefania Pereira. She is a registered dental hygienist and wellness coach.
Wellness coach.
Thank you for coming.
We like that.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, like we always start our shows
with our sponsors.
With our sponsor. Our sponsor for today is America's Food Basket. Many thanks and blessings to our good friends, Edwin Polanco and Jennifer Polanco of America's Food Basket and their associates with 15 supermarkets locations across Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and Georgia. What's their motto? Their motto is, as Edwin says it best, at America's Food Basket, te sientes en casa. What is that? What does that translate
to? You feel at home.
You feel at home.
And if you change one of the letters, it could be like you're sitting at home. That's but in true. This case, it's you feel at home. We love that.
That's right. So America's Food Basket provides all types of foods for purchase with a particular detail to providing foods to the communities and neighborhoods they serve. Check them out and find their location near you at afbasket.com.
Nice.
Awesome. So before we... And who does that pay for? What does that do for us?
Our super producer, Short Fuse.
Thank you, America's Food Basket, for helping out in sponsoring our super duper duper
producer and engineer. And also, we're in the House of Froggies. Enchantment room.
The roof over our head.
Yes.
Thank you, Froggies, for always giving us a little cuartico to do our thing.
Froggiespartypad.com.
Thank you. So every episode, we start with a drink or two. And today we're going to do something different. We're going to have what's called High West Whiskey. It is a double rye, a blend of straight rye whiskey made or distilled in Park City, Utah.
Yes.
You said there was a story behind the...
It's an interesting story. I think they had a wellness coach.
And when they made this?
Yes, they told them.
So they had some accountability?
They did.
Okay.
So what they had to do to get the double rye whiskey was ski down the hill in Utah.
Okay.
And then they get to, you know, try the whiskey and then ski back.
All right.
So there was physical fitness involved. Mm. That right? Would that count or no?
Well, it depends how much whiskey you have. What would you say, Estefania? What would you say about that?
I would agree with you. Depends on how much whiskey you got.
Oh, my God.
Make it back
well,
up.
Thank you. Cheers to that, cheers everyone. To cheers. That. Cheers. Doom, doom, doom. So let's get into it.
Yes.
Today's topic is from the Focus Group. Shout out to the Focus Group.
Shout out to the Focus Group.
And what's our topic, Michael?
Today, we're talking about mind, body, and soul power.
Soul power. Every time I hear the word soul power, I think of one person.
Who's this?
James Brown.
That's right.
I feel good.
In this case, it would be that he's got soul.
That he's got soul. Well, he definitely did. Yep. Absolutely.
That's why he came.
So tell us a little bit about what we're going to dive in.
Well, we're talking about, you know, some of us, we like to take care of our minds. Mm-hmm. Some of us, we like to take care of our bodies. And some of us are just into the spiritual aspect of things. And
okay. The
reality is that we have to take care of all three.
All right.
Right? We always talk about that we're very spiritual people having a very human experience. Mm-hmm. But the one that we have to concentrate on first is the fact that we're spiritual people first. So that means we have to learn how to use our soul power. The way we take care of that, while we're here on this physical plane, and I don't want to freak out Estefania too much, but I'm not, right? Good.
Not at all.
So, but
no, I think she's into this.
Good.
I might freak you out.
I love it. Awesome. I love it.
I can't wait that. Yo, that's awesome. I love it.
So, yeah, so we have to take care of our bodies while we're here, and we have to take care of our minds in order for us to be able to fully use our soul power. And this is what we're going to be talking about.
So how does that apply to someone who's a wellness coach? Stefania, talk a little bit about, first tell us exactly who you are and what is your passions. Obviously, we know from speaking to you off the podcast, tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, how does this apply to your life as far as what you've been going through from the beginning to now?
Right. So I, like you said, I'm a registered dental hygienist and I became a wellness coach about 3.5 years ago. So for me, I dive into this because I wanted to just basically just lose weight. I've been on that weight loss and kind of like trying to find that balance in my life for a long time. So probably over 15 years.
Wow.
But 15 years ago, it was not a good balance. It was like crash diets. It was working out until I will drop.
We've all done that. It doesn't work either.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. Eating disorders and all of that. So I had to find a way for me to just incorporate those three things that you just mentioned, like body, mind, and soul. So 3 years, 3.5 years ago, I just went online. I found someone. Honestly, it was very random. I think that sometimes things are
it
just
it wasn't
meant
a dating service of any kind.
No. No,
I don't think
not.
Your husband would want to hear that. No. He's, the next, when he hears this episode, he's going to be like, ¿qué? ¿Qué? He starts rewinding it.
What's Guillermo talking about?
Actually, my husband introduced me to this person that allowed me to begin my journey.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So, nice. No problems here.
All right, good.
We're good.
No había nada raro.
Yeah, no. So that's when I really loved how putting all those pieces together can really transform your life in a positive way.
Nice.
That is awesome. So as a wellness coach, what is that, you know, take me through it. I mean, I know what the word means, but putting those two together, how does that apply to someone who is looking for that particular individual? How do they find that?
So basically what I do, what I help people do is basically find that balance. Mm-hmm. Not only like, oh, you're going to lose weight, but also how do you sleep better? How do you connect to your inner self? How do you find balance on your nutrition? So it's a combination of a lot of things. So that's why it's a wellness coach and not just like a fitness coach.
Right.
So I don't create per se like a nutrition guide or I don't create workouts for people, then I would be a trainer if that would be the case.
Sure.
I just make sure that they have the right tools and then I'm able to kind of like guide them. So kind of like an accountability so they don't fail through the process.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So Mike,
yes,
tell
sir.
Me, what's the next step?
The next step? I have tons of questions to ask myself.
Well, go ahead.
The thing is with us, the reason we were talking about this topic is because in our profession, all around in our profession, real estate as a whole, the field itself, so it would be realtors and loan officers and everyone that's involved, we're always go, 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 yeah. go, and it's the phone doesn't stop ringing, the emails don't stop coming.
Eating in the car.
And Denise can tell, by the way, Denise is a sit-in guest without a mic today. She's in the back giggling. But she, can, out of all of us, can tell us the most because it's just like it's nonstop.
Right.
And it's like, when do you stop? Where do you find the balance? Even me, who... I've done a lot of adjusting in my life, but before that, I used to call myself Last Minute Mike because I love the pressure and I work better under pressure. But is any of that good for us? You know what I mean? Like when we're on the run and we're just grabbing pizza every day for lunch and dinner and breakfast, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just none of it's good for us. So this is what we're talking about.
So I think that a lot of that has to do with learned behavior and almost like a sense of gratification. Mm. Like there is, especially here in the United States, we almost feel good about being rushed because that's just the way that we are, that we lived. If you go to other parts of the world, they don't live like this. They think like we're maniacs here.
Yeah.
But it's not good. It's not good not to depriving yourself, you know, from sleep. Some people, I know I did for years. I would say I can live on four hours of sleep and I'm fine. That's not good.
What do you do now? What do you need? Like, for like, okay,
Seven hours of sleep. And I'm good. Seven to 8 hours of sleep. And that's what your body needs for, you know, cell reconstruction. And the whole magic happens when you're resting. You know, when we're on the go, we're just putting our body in pressure.
No, I agree.
So we need that rest time for sure. And that's why we need to find balance.
Right. And Michael, so when do your 7 hours start of sleep?
Oh, I go to bed really early. I go to bed like 8:30 or 9.
Oh. Yeah, but that's good. That's good.
That's there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it because you probably get up. I mean, you're raising two beautiful children, so that's even an element that we've talked about in this podcast before. The balance, and some people may say, you know what, I'm raising children. I have a husband. I'm trying to build a career. I have no time. You're the epitome of a different animal because you are making the time. And so, of course, what we talk about in our podcast is sometimes you have to get up early. It's uncomfortable, but that's the time that you take care of yourself and do the things that are important for you.
Right, right. And I think that time is also an illusion for people because if you feel pressured to do something, you will find time. I read somewhere that if someone gives you like 30 days to finish a task, you'll finish in 30 days. And then if they give you 2 hours, you will finish in 2 hours.
Got it.
So it's just, you know, right. where is your time really going?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the magic behind that is that you envision it done.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter that it's 2 hours or 30 right. days. It's just that you see, somebody said this has to be done. You envision it done. And all of a sudden, everything that needs to get that done magically appears in front of you. All the resources, all everything that needs to make it happen appears and you get it done.
Exactly.
But if you, and I'm gonna put some loan officers on the spot. I don't care. I'm going to say it. If you give a loan officer 60 days to close a loan, they're going to take 60 days to close a loan.
Yeah, you got to give them less. If 45. You start,
yes, 45, yeah. 30 days. You know, and then all of a sudden yeah. it happens.
We may get some email about this.
I don't care. Call me. The vibe you're in at gmail.com.
Yeah, it's so true, though. I mean, the balance part for our business, and I'm sure that, you know, in thinking of what she could bring to the, you know, Estefania could bring to the table as far as some of the things that we can use to, you know, because I know, and to, not to go back, I know clearly if I don't get the right sleep, if I don't eat the proper foods, if I don't have my vitamins, which Denise makes sure I have them every morning, my day's a different day. I can't do the things that I want to do.
Flintstones vitamins?
I still have those. The chewable.
The chewable. Yes. They have the gummies now.
They do. Denise, yeah. Why don't you buy that for me? No, but it's so true. I mean, that all those elements are so important so that when you are trying to develop whatever you're trying to develop, you have the energy because really there is a balance.
Right.
We run ourselves ragged by the time we're done. I just told you because you went away a few days, I said to you, you look refreshed.
Thank you.
And your voice sounds refreshed too.
Thank you.
So. that's the love in this room.
Yes. I want to say that I love that you said that it's a bad habit that we have here because it's programming.
We're programmed
to, you know, get up, boop, the whistle yep. blows and it's just go, and it's crazy. And we talked about people, even us, you know, like we're always striving to do better and better. Not striving, we know that we can do better, so we're always going better and better and better and better. And there's also that other fact that people that get up and say, you know what, I just want to be, I want to make a lot of money. And then they sacrifice their health for the wealth.
Yes.
And then once they have the wealth, then they don't have the health and they're spending all their money, wealth to get their health back. And it's craziness when you start thinking about it.
Yeah, right. I think it's, you got to start early.
Right. And it's just everywhere, right? If you let go of your dreams of maybe becoming wealthy and you're just concentrating on your health, then that also it's going to be compromised. So they call a wheel of life. So there are six different aspects of the life, you know, of your life, whatever they might be, relationships, career, jobs, wealth, health. So you have to make sure that they're well balanced. Otherwise something is going to start hurting. So
Absolutely.
That's why balance is so important.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What's your day look like? I mean, now that you're a wellness coach, what would it look like to someone listening to the show so that they kind of understand that what you're doing?
Like, what do you mean?
Just your routines.
Yeah, our favorite question is, what time do you wake up?
So I wake up at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay. So she's right up there with Michael. Yeah. I'm 5:15, 5:30, but I have a confession. I could be 6 if I get the right hug in bed.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
That's another topic for another day.
Yeah, that may be episode, I don't want to say the number.
Episode Eki.
So 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, well, that makes sense. A lot of people that people that listen to us, they ask that question. When should I get up? And why is 4:30 important to you? What do you do? What do you do with that time?
Right. So like you said, I have two kids. So downtime for me where I can just think, you know?
And not go, go, go.
Yeah. Yes. And not have two kids screaming on the background is very important for me. I think that's when you find like you can get to find your inner self and just mm-hmm. connect to source or
I love it.
Of God or whatever you want to call it. You need to have that quiet time. So I like to wake up before them and prep before they are up. So I get my workout done, I meditate, I read for 15 minutes, and I prep all the meals so I don't have to rush on that.
See that?
That's the key. Yeah.
We had one of our guests that prepped their clothes and they labeled them. Do you label the meals?
For my kids, I do. Okay. Not for me, I mean.
Yeah, the guest who labeled their... So he said
we're
to us...
We're not laughing at you,
Evan.
We love
But it. He said to us, he says, you know, I have my workout clothes like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He has them all laid out or somewhere in his room.
Yeah.
And we made fun of it, but it's really true. Yeah. He's now set up for it. He knows there's no excuse. It's there.
Yeah.
And he moves on with it.
The meal prep is good too. Right. Because you don't have to think about it. It's pretty cool.
Stefania, why do you think a lot of people veer off the course as far as, you know, getting themselves in a better, healthy situation? What's the things that strike them that they just come off course?
Well, I think there are two things. It's just easier, you know? It's just easier.
It's easier to grab a pizza.
Right. It's so much easier mm-hmm. to grab junk food. And also, it's habit. It's a habit. We're not used to cooking anymore at home and... You know, we are so attached to technologies nowadays that we don't find the time to cook at home or do the workouts or have some quiet time. So I think it's just we're creatures of habits, either good or bad.
Yeah.
So that's it.
In this show, we're trying to remove the bad.
Yeah.
At least.
Trying.
Yeah. We go through it as well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Everyone goes to moderation.
Yep.
And the key is moderation. I don't think I could ever stop eating rice and beans.
Oh, God,
I don't see that happening.
Okay, good. So I want to make sure that the wellness coach allows me to have rice and beans.
Absolutely.
All right, that's good.
In moderation.
Okay, what's in moderation? Un platico chiquito.
I mean, you know, yeah, small plates is good.
Okay.
That's a good start, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, good. I was afraid that the rice and beans was going to be taken off the...
Well, it would be, can you have the rice and beans and platanos at the same time?
You could, in moderation.
In moderation.
Well, let's ask the wellness coach.
That's right, in moderation, yeah.
I'm getting all these points.
There you go. So I think it's when we get into overindulgence.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. I think everyone knows when you've had enough. And then if you keep going, I mean, I think everyone knows at some point, like when they are like, it's enough, but you still keep going.
Right.
Yeah. When you get into the couch and you're like, let me open up these pants.
Oh, you don't want to get to that point. But it is. It's craziness. I myself, and I have a question for the wellness coach, Stefania. I am a snack master, and I know this. Like, it's not like I don't know it, but I love crunchy stuff. Like, I can't get away from pita chips and if I have one, it's pita chips, the jalapeno ones.
The box.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a bag and it goes.
Yeah.
It's just me crunching away. And I'm like, stop. And I know that I'm supposed to, and I know better because I there's a lot of discipline in my life like that, but it's the snacking.
Well, I'm right with you there. The pita chips, salt and vinegar Lays.
Yes.
Those are my, those are it, but you know.
You know for a fact, I should stay away from these.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah, see?
It's just when you do it, you have to find, I think that one of the things is you have to find out when you're doing it because there is a trigger why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Either there is a stress that you're going through or emotional situation.
Right before cooking. I'm about to, I love to cook. I cook every day. And then I automatically go to this snack corner of the house.
We shouldn't have that in the house.
It is.
That's like, there's step number one. And did you just hear it? Step number one, get rid of all of the snack.
Yeah. The kids will kill me. But there's a snack corner. And then I try to trick myself. I put a little bit on a plate or on the counter. And I say, I'm only going to have these. And then I put it back.
Right.
And then I start. And then I go. And then they're gone. So I have to go get more.
Yeah.
And I put a little bit more. And it just keeps on and on and on. And I know that. And I've been labeled the snack master.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll take a little bit of the snack master situation. Because for me, it's cheese and crackers.
There you go.
I got to have cheese and crackers with some sort of spread, whether it's a honey mustard or a fig something. And so that happens in our household. So before the cooking, while Denise is doing, stirring up the cooking, I'm there like, yum, 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 yum. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be having this. There goes the whole cheese.
Yeah.
Ay, Dios mío.
Well, maybe something that I've tried before and it worked is just maybe baking like kale chips, actually making them at home. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty crunchy and you can add any seasoning that you want. Like something like really crunchy and salty is just to cut that craving that you're having.
What are you baking?
Kale chips.
Kale chips.
Yeah.
You did say kale chips.
Yes. Yeah.
I've had it.
They're very good actually.
If you put like sea salt or something like that.
How do you make something like that?
I would ask the wellness coach.
Yeah, just a little bit of avocado oil and sea salt. If you want to add any other seasoning, depends on what you like, and put it in the oven.
That's we haven't touched on another thing that she's working on. So we'll be asking her in a few because she's also working on some stuff that has a lot of food stuff involved. So
that's why she came
out of nowhere and gave you a recipe. She's like, that's it.
Yeah.
Toma.
And I was hooked from the avocado oil. I'll probably make like 10 bags and eat 9.
Yeah, but it's healthier.
Yes. Right?
It's healthier.
In moderation?
I don't know. We'd have to ask the wellness coach.
Oh, it's better than the pita chips and the Lay's.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. It's much better than the Lay's.
All right. I'm going to have to.
Maybe not in mind, but definitely in body. Oh, my Lord. That's so funny.
That is nuts. But it's the overindulgence. And I know, like I said, it's not like I don't know. I know. Other than that, I'm exercising, I'm eating right, but it's just that part right there. It's just when I get to that part, I'm just like, stop. I take them out with me, by the way, when we go away.
But, confession. Wow. See, that's un problema.
Yeah, confession. This is...
That's funny.
This is beyond.
Yeah. Or it's beyond. Do I need an intervention?
Yeah.
Yes.
For episode 13, we're going to have a psychologist.
This episode, intervention.
Yeah, but to think of it, I try to stay away from it. I'm a big ice cream person. I think I've said this before in previous episodes, ice cream. It's my go-to one. After dinner, I think I got salt in my mouth and maybe I've had a whiskey or something. Ice cream. And I try to stay away from it, but it's there. Problem is I'm having it too late. That's the biggest issue. So Stephanie goes to sleep early so she doesn't have to have the Lay's.
Exactly.
She's like, I'm staying away from it.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
That is funny. Speaking of overindulgence, I just want to say really quick that I was back in Bistro 603 in Nashua, and I just want to say they do it right. Shout out to Kaylee. She took care of me with Venicia, Brandon, and Michaela. Thank you, Kaylee.
I love that place. Thank you. Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant
of the week.
And for this week, we have a place that I love. I try to go there as much as I can, and Michael and I have had lunch there. It is called Brown Sugar by the Sea.
Brown Sugar, babe.
Brown Sugar by the Sea in Newburyport, Massachusetts. It is a Thai-inspired restaurant.
It is.
And I have to say, Caroline does it right. The food is amazing.
It is.
It's nice to see her there all the time as well. And so pleasing to walk in there. The food is great. The ambiance is great. The people are really, really attentive.
Peaceful.
It's peaceful. That's the word I was looking for. What was your favorite part of the restaurant?
Well, you know, we had the scallion pancakes.
Okay.
That you can't go wrong. But my favorite with brown sugar is basil fried rice with chicken.
That's the one I usually get. The good thing is that you can walk in there, have a great time, and eat there. The food is amazing.
It's
spicy, which is great. That's what we love.
It.
But they also do takeout. And so sometimes when I don't want to be outside and I pick up my food and go to the house, My favorite dish is the basil beef. And it's in chili sauce, so it's spicy as well. Green beans, mushroom, I think it's red and green peppers, red onions, and basil leaves, which is pretty good.
Sounds delicious.
Delicious. Thank you, Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar by the Sea.
Brown Sugar by the Sea in Newburyport, Massachusetts, at the Tannery Marketplace, 75 Water Street, Newburyport, Mass.
Oh, check them out on their website at brownsugarbythesea.com.
Yes, yes, y'all. And if you wanted, we wanted to keep it simple with the drinks. Simple Mai Tai, yeah. But nice.
But you know what? A good selection of wine.
Yes.
Which is good. Thank you for being the restaurant of the week.
Yes, yes, y'all.
OMG. Delicious.
What do you recommend for working out? Is there a preference, or is that, and that might be a silly question, but some people go early, some people go later. Since you're trying to get to bed earlier, would it be a good idea? You said you do it early in the morning.
Right. So for me, it works just better earlier in the morning. I feel like after a long day, especially with the two kids, it's really hard to get a workout done after, you know, the whole day.
How old are the kids?
1 and 2. Hey.
Wow. Yeah, I can see that.
They're running around.
Yes. Yeah. So it's busy. And I've read and I have learned that when you work out in the morning, actually your metabolism continues to go for the day. So you have more energy throughout the day than if you work out at nighttime. They say that it's actually harder for you to have a better sleep when you work out at night than when you work out in the morning.
Well, I can see that. The adrenaline's still going.
Right.
Right. Same with meditation. They say, so if you want to meditate, you know, we meditate early. I'm with you. I'm an early morning guy. And then you can meditate late in the afternoon. But if you try meditating at night, you're actually energizing yourself. So when you try to go to bed, you're like,
Your mind's racing.
You're up. Mm-hmm. Right. You just finished energizing yourself. So I can imagine if you're exercising and trying to meditate at night, it's just, you know, craziness.
For me, it's funny because I follow Stephanie on social media, and she's been able to leverage social media for some of the things that she's been trying to do. And she shows people like the different meals, and the kids are in the back, and she's balancing, you know, teaching someone how to make something or teaching someone different workouts, and the kids are in the back. She interacts the kids. It's so fascinating to watch because it's really the essence of a parent nowadays, where they're trying to raise their children the right way, but they're still working on themselves because they realize if they work on themselves, they'll be better parents.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
Right. I think that this came because, just a fun fact, I didn't want to have children 4 years ago.
Okay.
Like, it was not on my list. I asked my husband, "You sure you want to marry me?" I am not having any children.
And bam, bam.
And that's it. 1 and 2. But I am glad that I was able to start this journey before I had them.
Okay.
Because I think I would have raised them completely differently.
Interesting.
You know, if I was not in this journey. And when I say journey, it's not just like the workouts, but just, you know, mindset and just being able to sit down on stillness and connect to source and just be present and all of that. I think it makes a huge impact when you're able to take that time for you, because then you can really be there for your loved ones.
That needed a clap. Absolutely. That was so well said, because that is really an essence of our podcast. It really talks about that. The balance is finding the source, finding the self, so that you can develop the things you want to accomplish.
Right. And you were blessed with your children.
Absolutely,
and now, yeah. And now the blessing in that is that you've recognized that you're bettering yourself every day more and more and more, and you're able to give that to them. So, because we're always saying, I mean, the things that we talk about, it should be taught in schools, or it should be taught from day one. We should be saying to our children, you know, this is how it is. This is the game of life, and this is how you play it. No one tells us this stuff, and we get older, and we end up, you know, becoming snack masters and things like that.
Right.
You know, when we could have been told from day one, this is how you take care of yourself. Right. I'm not saying I don't take care of myself, by the way, but I know I have this one thing that's there, and it's not that I do like 50 bags, but I know that it's something that I don't want to do. That's why I brought it up.
49 bags?
To the, no, 48 and a half. You know, and they come in all different flavors.
Oh, boy.
Well, the thing is that the listeners out there, they all go through this.
Absolutely.
They all go through it. So we get it. We understand. No one's perfect. It's really working on yourself.
This is true.
Finding that connection, finding that balance so that you understand that you should not go into the cupboard and find that Lay's potato chip bag. Just
and listen to Mrs. V when she says, should you be doing that?
Is that what she says to you when you go in there? Mm-hmm. It's just, I get a look. I get a look. I go like this to that ice cream.
I don't answer. I just go
and
like this.
She's like, she looks at me like, and I'm like.
Yeah, that's exactly what
still
I do.
Have it.
I don't. Yeah, so I don't answer. I just put my hands in the air. Like,
woe's me. Now is Victor, your husband, as disciplined as you are?
No.
All right.
He is
so
not.
There's a balance in the house.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
what's his favorite snack?
Pizza. Mm. Oh, yeah.
No, he's a guy.
Burger. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All the fried stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he is allowed to have these things, or you kind of curb it a little bit?
So, you know, at the beginning, I was very rough and raw.
I can hear that voice right now in a higher pitch. Dictating what she's, you know, focusing on what she's trying to tell him.
Yes. But now I don't, because anyone that wants a change, he has to come from within, and no one is going to come here and tell you what to do, and you're going to do it.
Sure.
You know, if it's not coming from you, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So we don't have those arguments anymore.
You want your burger.
We don't
that's
argue
fine.
Anymore.
I'm going to have my bean sprouts.
That's
yes.
right.
And we'll be happy and it'll be fine.
Yeah. And then after a while, he'll probably just come over to that side and say, I get it.
Yeah.
And maybe not.
Well, it depends who you are. We have a friend who's a vegan and her husband is a carnivore. It's just.
Wow.
Like, and they coincide. Yep. I've been around them. She cooks him an amazing steak and she won't have it. She won't even taste it.
Yep.
It's so crazy.
Wow. That's.
That's,
yep.
talk that's about
wild.
Balance. Yeah.
Yeah.
We know them all too well.
Yeah. She'll only talk about it if you invite the conversation.
Right.
Then she'll go all in.
Right. But it's fascinating to be able to eat, for someone to cook with all the seasoning, all the Latino flavor seasonings and not taste it, and yet it's okay. It's like, it's fine.
That's
it's
right.
Crazy.
Wow.
That's right. And we can't change anybody. You know, you can do, and we've talked about this as well, we can do all the reading in the world, but until you're ready to actually receive the message, you might as well just keep reading, because it's just, you're just reading, you might as well read anything. You know what I mean? It's not what you're really reading, it's what you're grasping.
Yeah.
It's what you're understanding.
The hope is that when you're doing something yourself, that it gravitates to that individual, particularly your partner, that eventually they see the light and they understand it. Not that they're going to follow it, but they're going to understand what you're trying to accomplish for yourself. And at that point, they're supportive. And maybe at that point, you join forces in that aspect of balance.
Yep. And the results help.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's one of the biggest issues that I have with people that are just joining into the wellness community, is that they don't have that partner support. And I always tell them, I didn't have it at first. Like, I would get up and do my workout, and my husband sometimes used to have a problem with that. Like, why can't you just sit down and watch TV? You know what I mean? So that was an issue at first. But then after they saw, you know, they see how important that is for you, then it's like, okay, let me just give her that time to do what she needs to do.
That's smart.
And we're all happy.
That's great. No, that's great advice, because that's really the essence of a lot of relationships where there's no balance there. It's like, okay, support me on what I want to do, and I'll do the same.
Exactly.
Right. That makes sense.
Cool.
So I wanted to ask you, Stefania, because you blessed me with some salad dressings.
Oh, yes.
talk to us about what's brewing, if you can, because it looks like it's out in the open.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what your next venture of entrepreneurship is.
So I really want to develop a health cafe. And I'm looking into, because we just really need to educate people and offer that kind of, you know, nutrition. So it was funny because I was posting yesterday about like a avocado toast that my husband bought me from, like, I guess Dunkin' Donuts is selling avocado toast. Yeah. Imagine that.
Okay.
So it's like we really need to educate and provide people with something that's a little bit more nutritious. So that's where I want to venture in next.
Oh, nice.
I really want to open like a health cafe where I can offer a different concept. So like I have a concept like for my coffees, they will have like mushrooms in it where depending on the mushroom that you pick, it will allow your body to feel a different way. So like immunity booster, focus, all these different things.
Interesting.
And I'm using different powders that they're healthy for you, not okay. just like a empty calorie coffee in the mm-hmm, morning. Mm-hmm. And the same goes with like foods and snacks and yeah. things like that. Maybe I'll have a snack master at my location.
Yes, yes. The test tube guy.
Yeah, test tube guy.
Snack master. Yeah, taste tester. Test tube.
I'll bring you for the
so
test.
So bad.
So she'll put the...
I only had one drink.
She'll put the bag, like the one that I'm normally eating.
Yeah, yeah,
she'll
yeah.
have it over it. Like that's what I'm eating. And I'll be like, and I'll be licking my fingers and she'll take the bag off and it's her brand.
Voila.
You see? You can do it, Michael.
I love that.
Right?
And I'll be hooked. And I'll be like on the side, like the camera will pan to me. I'd be like.
Yeah, you would be laughing at me.
That's awesome. Yeah, we bought some salad dressings that she's making that were nice. Unbelievable. What are the flavors that you have right now?
So it's green goodness, is everything vinaigrette, tamari vinaigrette.
That's the one we had. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it's very Asian mm-hmm, mm-hmm. inspired. And carrot ginger. Yes.
Nice. That's pretty
cool.
Is that
the one that you've been trying to get?
Yeah, it's in my fridge.
Denise, for like...
It's in my fridge. I will bring it to you.
I hope it doesn't have an expiration date on it because I'm still waiting.
No.
Oh, boy.
Well, you better hope that I don't open it because I'm almost running dry on the one I have.
Oh, I see. You see? Well, now I have the direct connect.
There you go. So, Stefania, if someone wanted to reach out to you, give us your email, phone number, how to find you, if they want advice, if you're available for them to hire you as their wellness coach, how do they reach out to you?
So they can reach me at my email, which is Estefania, Estefania, @yahoo.com.
All right.
Or they can find me at Instagram, Estef P. Cueto.
Cueto. Nice.
Estef Cueto.
Estef Cueto at, that's the Instagram.
That's the Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, Michael, what's the advice that you can provide now that we're wrapping up our show?
Stop snacking before dinner. It's not good.
Before it's too late.
Before it's too late.
What?
And I'm serious about that, by the way, because I work out. Like, I work out.
I know you do.
And then the snacking, you know, it adds that little pouch. And then you're just there just working and working. And, you know, Matt, you know Mr. Matt's guy. Mm-hmm. He tells me, Mike, the abs start in the kitchen. Mm. And I go, yeah, that's where the snacks are. And that's where the problem starts. And that's where the problem is. So, yeah, but I thank you for the advice.
That's awesome.
I want to say Deepak Chopra says, when mind, body, and spirit are in harmony, happiness is the natural result. Right. Is this not true, Miss Estefania?
That's very true.
Yeah.
It's a balance.
It is.
We need to find the balance. The soul usually knows what to do to heal itself. The challenge is to silence the mind. And this
so you have to silence your mind when you are going to grab the snack.
And it says over there, the pantry, the one on the right, the one on the right. Did you lose your way?
Quiet the mind. Quiet the mind.
Yes, quiet the mind. I have Denise knows I've told you that story. I have the quiet the mind. It's in a very nice spot in my house.
Okay.
Where we go, you know, after we've had the snacks, and it's just right there. It's just quiet the mind. I'm working on it, guys.
No, I appreciate it. That's good. Well, now you have the wellness coach to tell you you have to.
Yes, the accountability partner.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about.
I love it.
You can have someone at home actually call you out. Someone that will really... She does?
Oh, yeah.
She does.
Yeah. It's just that if after a while, if it's you, it's like you said, it's up to me.
Right.
So, like, her telling me went from, you shouldn't be doing that to, that's what I hear now. That's what I hear now. I say, wah, 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 wah. And I say, huh? Did you say something? Wah, 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 wah.
She is going to kill you.
But, no, you know I love her to death. Yeah, yeah. But it's me. It's on me. So I have to make the decision to stop. First of all, I have to get rid of the label Snackmaster. That's not helping me at all. No. I was ready to make t-shirts and hashtag Snackmaster, but it's not good.
It so may
I have
support to start our there. Show.
Yeah, it could, right? I'm going to make one.
So no.
Hashtag Snackmaster.
No.
So that's where it all starts. I know it's up to me. I have to do it.
Yeah, for me, it's finding balance so that I do things in moderation.
There you go.
Because I can easily sit down and have a great time, whether it's having whiskey or beer, whatever it is. And that, I think, after a while, it has an effect on me the next day where I am sluggish.
Oh, yeah.
And I've gotten a lot better.
Well, especially when we all get together.
That's not every day.
We get crazy. It's not every day, but we know that it's going to go on and on and on.
Sure.
I hear you. Moderation. So, Mr. Zigang Shaw. Run Shaw.
Okay.
Zigang Shaw.
What did
says,
he say?
Heal the soul first, then healing of the mind and body will follow. So it all goes back to the inner self that Miss Stephanie was talking about. Right. It starts there, starts with the meditation, it starts with just realizing that you're a spiritual being first, having a very human experience, and that we have to learn how to use these instruments called the mind and the body, take care of them, and recognize when, you know, you're starting to get into bad habits, because it's all mental programming. It's all programming. Anything that you would like to add, Ms. Stephania, on wellness of the mind, body, and soul?
Just create some sort of calendar. And I always recommend this. Something that is realistic and that you can put into practice right away, where you have that, where actually you schedule that time in for you to read for 10 minutes. And it doesn't have to be an overload of things. Like, you got to read for 1 hour. You have to sit down in stillness for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I know I cannot sit down for 30 minutes quietly.
And
I will go nuts.
Your kids won't let you either.
My kids won't let me either.
Mommy, what are you doing?
You're weird. So, but it's just finding that consistency, 5, 10, 15 minutes. I mean, I work out for 30 minutes a day. I don't work out like I used to for 2 hours, yet I have better results now just doing 30 minutes a day.
Interesting.
But I block it. Like, it's in my schedule, like I'm going to go to work. It's my job to take care of me first before I go and clock in for somebody else.
Nice.
That's so true. Yeah.
We love that.
Wow. So many gems.
Yes. And the quote master of the universe, which is?
Unknown.
Unknown says, fall in love with taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit.
Thank you,
Unknown. And Unknown also threw in there, create balance, feed your soul, fuel your body, expand your mind, and strengthen yourself. Unknown.
Wow. Thank you, Unknown.
Unknown's amazing.
Yeah, there's many Unknown quotes. I like you, Unknown, whoever you may be. So if you love this episode and you don't want to miss another one, hit the subscribe button.
Hit that button.
We can be found on Spotify,
Apple Podcasts,
iHeartRadio,
Audible,
and many, many others. We're everywhere, man.
We're all over the place.
Thank you to our sponsor, America's Food Basket, for sponsoring our super producer engineer,
Short Fuse.
And thank you, The Enchantment Room, for giving us the Rufo.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Over our head to do what we love to do.
Froggy'sPartyPad.com.
Thank you, Stephania, for coming in. Thank you for all the information, all the gems that you provided our guests and our listeners. Really, really enlightening stuff there. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
I will take it to heart.
Absolutely.
No more snacking.
Okay. So as we always say, we are over.
And
out.